John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Bill McGurn, William McGurn, writing Main Street for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's a member of the editorial board. Observing the Oscars 2021. I did not. However, Bill's column guided me to see some of the video clips of the Oscars. Strange is a word. Bill, a very good evening to you. That was an unusual presentation. I understand the pandemic. Bill Maher, who is certainly a great success in Hollywood, a man I've often associated with libertarianism or classical liberalism or in some fashion not exactly the recognizable left of the Democratic Party. And he has made acerbic remarks about Hollywood's choices for motion pictures this year, of which I've seen none. I was driven to watching old cowboy movies again, Bill. But you have some measure of how Hollywood presented itself this year. What did they want us to learn from pandemic year two? Good evening to you, Bill.
Hi, John. Well, you're right. This year was dominated by the pandemic. Because of it and because of the closure of movie theaters, the movies grossed very little at the box office in 2020 because people weren't allowed to go to the movie theaters. So a lot of the offerings are really unknown, what they were putting forward, like the Best Picture nominees. I think there were eight, very little known outside Hollywood circles. So you would think that on Hollywood's big night, the Oscars, which are designed to celebrate movies and celebrate Hollywood, they would have put the movies front and center. But they didn't. They did a lot of crazy things. They let the presenters and the award winners go on and on and on about whatever they wanted to drone on about without showing any clips from the movie. So if you're someone like me at home, I hadn't seen any of these movies this year, you really didn't learn much about them. It was a very, very odd choice.
Odd choice in that Hollywood is spectacular, at least over the course of my time watching these in the 1960s and 1970s, spectacular in presenting awards to itself and celebrating how well it did last year because they're trying to sell tickets. What you're describing here is they're not trying to sell tickets. What are they trying to sell? I have to believe they have some ambition when they talk on and on.
Well, Bill Maher's complaint was that the films this year, he was talking about the Best Picture nominees, that they were all depressing. That there was no uplift in the stories. I think the Academy would say we're focusing on films that have artistic merit rather than necessarily popular appeal. But I think this is one of the problems of Hollywood. Their audience was miserable. I think it was 9.8 million. That its low in 2018, which was the previous record low, was, I believe, 26 million. So almost a third of its previous low. You know, if you go back to like the heyday, I think the heyday of Hollywood was 1939 when you had films up for Best Picture like Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz, Stagecoach, and so forth. And you saw no glamour this evening, not even no clips of the films affected, and didn't even have a host. So it was a very disjointed night. What they did celebrate was woke. They had a few political statements and so forth, and the constant refrain that this is the most diverse Oscars ever because of some of the recipients, but woke is not putting people in the seats.
Mr. Maher's summary of these films made me not want to see any of them. In fact, Bill, I over the weekend, because it was Hollywood weekend, rather than watch the Oscars, I watched Shane, that you can pick up on on Prime Video, and that drove me to watch little bits of other cowboy movies. Do you find, Bill, that you're going over movies you've seen many times before because there's nothing like it today?
I think political correctness is killing Hollywood. I don't think they can make a decent romantic comedy today, which is why I think they focus on remakes, because someone did it before, was successful, and they try to remake it and usually produce something worse. I find not only do I like the older films and the big classic films that I may have seen more, I have more appreciation for some of the B films. It just seems to me they have better storylines, not as predictable. And again, not as infected with politics or woke.
Is this, though, Hollywood being political? It's done that before, Bill. It did it in the 1960s. It certainly did it in the 1950s, although, you know, the story was in a different direction. Right. But when Hollywood's political, it always goes too far and then goes back to, you know, Busby Berkeley. It always heads back to the chorus line.
Yeah. I mean, look, these are people skilled in the visual medium, right? They should be able to entertain an audience, hold an audience for a night. It's Hollywood's premier event, but they don't seem to be able to do this. You know, you mentioned in the old days, you know, there was a time in the 40s and stuff when you had a lot of the scripts being written by communists. But say this for the communists, they could at least write a decent script. You know, Dalton Trumbo gave us Roman Holiday, and Rick Lardner gave us some mysteries and so forth. Those guys could write. Wokeness is just deadly. I think Bill Maher said, you know, if it's so woke, how come I'm falling asleep?
It is true, though, that there is something new, which is the packages on video that you can watch on your iPhone or an iPad. And there's an enormous variety of season one or season two with lots of what you'd have to say non-woke thinking going on. But they call it television, and I guess Hollywood's not ready to move into that sphere.
It doesn't seem so. Look, I talked to one critic, Joe Queenan, and I asked him, what would you do after a night like Sunday Night, which everyone agrees was a disaster. Other people have different reasons for it. He said, I'd go back to making big movies with big movie stars. People like that. People like the glamour. They like the bigness of the ambition and so forth. Again, think how far we've come from Gone with the Wind to Nomadland, and I think last year's Best Picture was in Korean. I mean, it seems almost pretentiously self-conscious in these things, and they don't seem to know how to tell a good story and hold an audience for it. Now, it's sad because it was one of our great institutions.
Now, there's a detail here, Bill. I think you said they're not making money. That has a limit on how far they'll go with being woke. Poor woke right. is not attractive to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, this year you could say they have an excuse with the movie theaters closed and so forth. You know, you can't expect them to have the box office they did before. But it just doesn't look like they're capable of generating these big hits. The big hits that they have, you know, are kind of a superheroes thing or Marvel and stuff, which everyone dismisses. But that's where they generate the income. And maybe now they say that's the deal we have. We put out this superhero stuff and we know it's not that good, but we're going to put it out. It'll get all the views and that will subsidize all our artsy stuff that will win the awards, but get no audience.
Bill McGurn writes Main Street for the Wall Street Journal. He's a member of the editorial board. We can hope that 2022 will return us to the comedy, the foolishness that we celebrate of Hollywood. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.